today's gospel, Jesus is trying to be backed into a corner. They ask him a question that no matter how he answers it, they're going to say that he contradicts himself. They ask him initially, which is the greatest commandment? And in answering, 1 through 10, the person questioning him would immediately jump on him and say, well, what about these other 9? Do you not think these other 9 are important? So the way that Jesus answers it is that he sums up the 10 commandments in kind of 2 shorter commandments. The first one is what we heard in the first reading, that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. That commandment sums up the first 3 commandments, which deal with God. And then the second thing that he says is that we need to love our neighbor as ourself, which sums up the next 7 commandments. The thing that Jesus did in the gospel is he didn't just sum up the 10 commandments, but he pointed out a very fundamental principle for our Christian life. And that is, love of God is shown in the way that we love our neighbor. The way that we love our neighbor is how we love God. If there is a fundamental disconnect between our actions towards our neighbor, then there is going to be a fundamental disconnection between our actions towards God. That seems pretty clear. It seems pretty clear who our neighbor is, right? Who we interact with daily. But as I was praying about this and as I was thinking about this, I thought of 2 groups who it might not be as evident that are our neighbors. 2 groups that are particular in this month of November. The first are the unborn, that we're coming up in our elections, and we need to remember that voting pro-life is a great sign of a love of God, that we care about the unborn so much that that shows our care for God. The second is, in the month of November, we typically remember those who have passed away. That's why we have the Remembrance Mass at the beginning of November. The beginning of November starts with All Souls Day and All Saints Day. And it is during this time that we need to remember to pray for those that have passed away. That whether it is a child still in the womb, our neighbor who we meet on the street, our co-worker, our family member, a relative of ours who has passed away, we need to remember that all these people can be considered our neighbor, and our love for them shows our love for God.
Watching over you now singing ooh. watching over you now, singing ooh, 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 ooh. And there must be angels watching over you now, singing ooh, 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 ooh. And the trumpets will play as you're flying. Coldest morning of the longest month.
After a short prayer, we will continue this Remembrance Mass with our procession of candles. The name of each of our deceased will be read, and a candle will be brought forward with their name on it. The candles will be carried by a family member or a friend of the deceased, or by a St. Wenceslas parishioner. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we now take time to remember those who have gone from this earthly dwelling place. We are left behind and still mourn their absence. Grant that we may hold our memories of them close to our hearts. Help us to work through the sadness of our loss, to let go of our regrets from the past, and to hope in the eternal kingdom where you will bring us all together again. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. We ask this through Christ our Lord. I would now ask those who are carrying candles, please meet in the hallway of the school at this time, using the west door. After you present your candle, please return to your pew using the side aisles along the wall.
Josephine Keller Meyer, Beatrice Fedora Ulmer, Elizabeth Zent, Leroy Bullinger, Richard Zaleski, Lillian Bren, Josie Koladechuk, Patty Dvorak, Dorothy Bali, Larry Brittle, Betty Hamill, Alec Hushka, Marjorie Havelka, Helen Marsh, Tim Kostalecki, Georgina Stefan, Rose Dvorak, Emma Sanders, Eleanor Zastopol, Anton Stockert, Marianne Dolichek, Virgil Mayer, Brian Fitterer, Peggy Kuczynski, Martha Olheiser, Father Stephen Zastopol, Edward Dvorak, Leo Mischel, John Nedvornik, and Anne Nedvornik, John Hoff. For those lost serving our country, for all children who have died by miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, for the forgotten dead and the holy souls in purgatory, for the faithful departed listed in our Book of Remembrance, and for all those who are grieving as they experience a sense of loss in their life.